Day number two, show number two. You feeling pretty good?
Yeah. We're in California.
That did not sound very confident.
I mean, no, it really
did.
It
sounded shaky to me.
He just wants to be alive.
And we are joined by one Gordon Keith live at the tent. You know how much money we had to pay him for him to stay?
You had to pay me
this
nothing.
One segment. It's like, golly,
you
man.
You asked me one question while you and I were curiously sharing a burger last
night. That was kind of weird. I don't
know. Very Lady and the Tramp of us.
How we got on the same page like that, but we both agreed really quickly that we wanted to share a hamburger.
Yeah. See, I love these road trips when you can expense report meals, because I always over order. And last night there was a dish that you wanted, and then there was this dish that I wanted, but we also kind of wanted a burger.
I think we said it at the same time also as we scanned the menu. Like,
so
the burger looks really good.
We'll also order a burger and then just split it.
And you know what they did? They cut it in half as they brought it to the table.
Cute.
Yeah, we toasted. We toasted and, you know, the burger and then ate it. It was great.
I just had a meal.
Yeah. We had
a meal and
a
half, and it's great.
Meal and a half.
I felt a little more connected to Gordon right then and there as we shared a burger.
Killer did feed me a bite of his bread pudding.
I saw that going on over there.
It was very nice of him.
I don't know what was happening. It was a very loving act that was going on.
Really weird. Like, man.
Two men, one bread pudding.
Yeah. Yeah, don't click on that video.
Yeah,
I don't think that'll get a lot. It won't go as viral as the other
one. It was tasty, at least. I enjoyed it. I appreciated him doing that.
Is that Blake Jones I hear back there?
No. Correct.
Oh, okay. I was mistaken. Dang.
We do have Blake and DJ and Tyler, and we're here until 1 o'clock. We're going to have Jerry Jones with us at 11:40 today.
Dude, how did you guys get Jerry? We've been trying to get him for forever, and they told us no, but they told you guys yes.
I just asked for him. Oh. That's all you have to do.
Really? Fernando misleads us then.
Right, right. He wants you to think that he's on top of the chain.
Right, right.
No, Blake just said, can we get Jerry?
Yeah, sure. Why not? Anytime. Yeah. Absolutely. I'm excited about you guys having Jerry on.
I am also. It's the first time I've spoken to him one-on-one.
Really? It is?
Yeah. Usually, usually when they do the car wash, as far as taking them to all stations, that I haven't been a part of that show. So I've never
had
to sit down with
them. Car wash?
Well, I think Joe Trahan calls it a car wash.
Huh. I've never heard
that. It's here, and then you go over there, and then you go over there.
Just like leading in through the tunnel.
Right.
Yeah, like the car wash.
All the different faucets hit you, kind of, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know.
You know. The dryer thing at the end.
So I don't even know what you call those things.
What?
Wash arms.
No, are you talking about the
nozzles?
Seaweed that hangs out over your car.
Yeah.
Wipes it. Yeah, I don't know. The
chamois?
Chamois.
What do you call that?
Chamois,
I don't know.
Seaweed? Okay. Seaweed chamois.
Let's go with that.
Yeah.
The seaweed chamois.
Mm-hmm.
I'm always a little claustrophobic when I'm in those, though.
In a car wash?
Yeah, just a little bit.
Because you can't get out.
And even if you try to attempt, it doesn't feel like it's gonna feel very good if you do.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to do that.
Why would you need to get out?
I don't know. It's just, it feels like sometimes it just air seems at a premium when you're going through the car
what?
Wash.
What?
No,
I don't
your
know.
AC's
no,
blasting.
No, well,
it's because when the soap's on there and you can't see and you're just kind of stuck in there.
Blake, I come from a claustrophobic family.
What does that mean?
My parents, they've been alive for 70 something years, and they've taken a total of one airplane ride.
Wow.
Between them. And it's been my mom, and she had to go to the special place to get the happy pills to make it. She can't sit in the back seat of a car, and she can't be in an elevator with more than, maybe two other people.
Really?
Yeah, she's very claustrophobic. Well, I don't know if my dad's claustrophobic. He just says people weren't meant to be that high. So that's why he hasn't been on an airplane.
It's principle for him.
Yeah. He stands on that. Yeah. He stood on the fact that he felt that there's no way he should pay to drive, because my grandparents lived off the tollway. That was the quickest route. But you can also go 35, but it'll take way, way longer than the tollway. And he always went the long route. I don't pay to drive. It's like, oh, okay.
You know what? Junior and I did this back when both of our fathers were still alive. For Father's Day, we interviewed each other's fathers.
Okay.
And it was really interesting listening to it. I want to interview your dad next Father's Day and do a segment on him and his beliefs and all his little quirks and things like that.
He's pretty quirky.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no. Yeah, I think he'll go for it. I'd probably have to talk him into it.
Gordon will love his Thanksgiving bit.
What's his Thanksgiving bit?
He makes sure he drives also, so when he's done, he can leave because, you know, the family is going to stick around, watch the game, you know.
Wait. He takes a separate car from your mom?
Yes.
And the rest of the family?
I can see that.
Right.
My dad does stuff like that.
And he bails. It seems like all the gentlemen in the family will do that, all the husbands.
Uh-huh.
They drive separately so they can get out as soon as they eat.
Smart.
And it leaves.
No, that's suspicious to me.
You think he's going with his other family?
Yeah, I think all these guys have other families that they have to hit the Thanksgiving celebration with.
No, he's...
And he's going to have a weird excuse like, well, I think every man was deserving of two families. He's just going to have a principle to stand on like that.
Man, can you imagine?
That part's kind of true, though, isn't it?
And that was probably the thinking back in the day because, you know, my grandfather, I don't know if you know this or not. But,
oh, yeah. You don't know this, Matt.
He had 26 kids. My granddad.
His granddad had 26
okay.
Number
children.
One!
Yeah. And only four women, though. So he had 13 with my grandmother. He had 10 with another lady that
that's impressive.
Going, you know, at the same time.
Potent.
And then two and one.
So wait, the other lady at the same time, how long did they know about each other?
They had to have, right? I'm not sure. I don't know that. But I would think they would have to.
Yeah.
You can't just, like the whole city of Terrell, if anyone has the last name of Lewis, they're related to me in some way, form, or fashion. I think that's where he was laying down roots.
Dang.
And, you know, you have uncles that are, you know, a year older or even 6 months younger, and they'll make sure.
That's
hey, what's
unstable.
Up, nephew? And I'm like, whatever.
That's unstable if you have an uncle that's younger than you are.
Yeah. when he passed, it was interesting because the obituary had everyone listed.
It listed all
every
all the
single
kids.
One of them. Yeah,
the longest one of all time.
So
they had to
seat.
Stop at grandkids, though, right? They didn't put grandkids.
No,
in the obituary.
No. They put the kid and then the spouse in parentheses or whatever, and then they kind of numbered. I can't remember the number of grandkids or great grandkids.
Do you know all of them?
No, I don't.
Okay,
but. At the service, my dad, for some reason, like, hey, come here. And I walked over, and he started introducing me to some of the half-siblings from the other side. It's like, hey, this is my son. It's like, okay, well, nice to meet you.
I envy your grandfather.
Do you?
Yeah, he knew how to do it right.
No, man, that had to have been a beating.
It's too much.
And it's before cell phones and all that, so how did...
So every time you went home, like a gaggle of kids is just running up to you nonstop, no matter where you go?
But think about it. I mean, I guarantee, I doubt he knew all of his kids' names. At some point, you just stop memorizing names. 26 is just too many.
That's a lot.
Yeah, that's insane.
And I think my dad is number two, if I'm not mistaken. For a while, I thought he was the oldest out of all of them. But I think he's number two.
Did your granddad just make them all wear jerseys? So they just had their number?
Number and name.
Yeah. A little hey, kid 17. Kid 17.
Oh. Emmett Smith. No, that's kid 22.
Like, why are you named after a number?
And he has initials for his name. That's it. It doesn't
like
stand,
it stand for anything.
No.
That he was given, or that's just what
he
decided?
His given name. No, that's his given name. And his dad, his brother, his younger brother, same way. I think they are the only two with just the initials. That's not, you know, it's not DJ, Donovan, whatever. It's just the initials. That's his name.
That is so wild.
Yeah.
You got all this backstory, Donnie.
So you should. You should interview him. He wouldn't tell me anything, probably, because, you know.
Does he know all of his siblings and half-siblings?
That's a good question. I would say no. That's probably the safest bet.
Yeah.
But I will bet you he can name.
Man, that's. So how did you find out about this? Like, was your dad real open about it, or was this like a family secret? That you guys discovered later on that he had these other families and that he was drawing them at the same time?
I don't know. My dad's not open about it. whatsoever. Like, my dad's a quiet guy, especially growing up.
Have you ever talked to your dad about it?
Not really. A little bit. Wow. Because he called the house because I only met him one, two times.
Your grandfather.
Right. And this one time he called the house, and I picked up the phone, and he said, hey, this is your grandfather. I was like, okay. You know, because we just always hung out with my mom's side of the family. We would go to Terrell every now and then to mm-hmm. hang out with my side of the family, and it was always fun. I knew a lot of his, you know, my dad's brothers and sisters, but not really my grandfather. And so I think maybe that's when, after he called and you hang up the mm-hmm. phone, it's like, hey, you know, well, you know, what's that all about or whatever? And then, you know, maybe that was one of the few times he talked to it about them. But, yeah, he keeps a lot of that in.
What's Jamie Foxx's real name? His last name is
Eric
Lewis.
Bishop.
Is
it? No, yeah, no,
I was wondering that, too. I was like, is one of them Jamie Foxx?
Eric Bishop. Dang yeah. it. I mean, that would be so awesome if Jamie Foxx is like your cousin.
Terrell's small now. I can't. I mean, back then.
I know.
It was tiny. They had
not
to
after
all,
his grandfather was through.
Apparently not.
They had to all know.
He was personally responsible for 5% of the population yeah. down there.
He had the key to the city, and he used that key in every door, it sounds and, like, too.
Oh, does this one work? All right. This one work? How you doing? Yeah, he was the man, apparently, you know?
I guess so,
I need to try and find a picture of him. I may have seen one. I just don't remember. Mm-hmm. But that's I will go over there and ask if he has a picture so I can see if I can check that out. Because I went over to my parents' house. I showed Gordon this last night.
Oh, Donnie's got this great picture, wedding picture of his parents.
Yeah, and unlike my house where there are, you know, 70 displayed pictures of me and my wife and other people around, they don't have a lot of pictures displayed. So I went over there last week. And just looking around, I was like, whoa, I don't even remember that because they got married at my grandparents' house. You know, it's 1967 mm-hmm. and they got married there. And I found I found their wedding photo.
Have you tweeted that out? Or
I haven't. No, I will, though.
If they're comfortable, wow, you think man. They'd be comfortable with it?
Yeah, they're fine.
I mean, look at that. That is such a sweet picture.
It is.
She's like feeding him cake, and they're standing by their wedding cake, and they just look so happy.
In the dining room at my grandmother's house, I've eaten dinner, Thanksgiving dinner, at that table where the wedding cake was.
So. Your mom looks so beautiful, yeah. And it's just such a great picture.
She looks just absolutely in bliss.
Yeah, she's in heaven.
Right. Like she said, got him. Got him. That was one of the things when like, it was almost the first trust moment with my wife when we got married because she was adamant, don't smash the cake in my face. And I was like, I've never thought that was a good bit.
I know.
I never thought it was funny. Never like, why would you even do that? That doesn't make any sense.
I mean, here this woman has spent so much time to look this way yes. on this day.
Make and just up, mess up her hair.
You do smashing. Set a precedent, though.
Gosh, Blake.
And what's that, Blake?
Smashing stuff in her face.
Yeah, maybe that.
Showing
bit.
Who's the boss?
Maybe. I set my wife.
Blake thinks.
I set my wife up in a really bad way because I had a note in my phone of like wedding ideas, and one of the things was don't smash cake in her face, knowing that one day my wife would read that, and then when the time came, I had every intention of smashing cake in her face, and so it really caught her by surprise. I was kind of proud of myself for that.
Oh
so
my
you're
gosh.
Counting on her to snoop in your phone to see that. And then gain a sense of confidence that you would never do that to her. And that was all to yeah. set up the fact that you were going to do it to her.
But it worked. Yeah.
It's the long game, my friend.
That is a long game.
It's the long game.
Maybe he's the genius.
Yeah.
And we're in the situation we're in right now.
No, it's a funny moment.
No, it's really not. It's really not because she was adamant the whole leading up. And I was like, I'm not. Trust me, I'm not going to do it. And then even we're cutting the cake, and she says, don't smash it. And I was like, I'm not. I have the cake in my hands, and she says, don't smash it. And you can see on the video me just say, I'm not.
You yelling at her. Everybody kind of goes quiet.
And then just gently feed the cake to her as I'm
feed
yelling.
The cake to her.
I'm yelling
then,
at her.
Then grab the knife and sever her Achilles as an alternate.
You weren't thinking about that.
Yeah. See?
I got you. Surprise.
Gotcha.
Why? Yeah, but the cake is delicious, you know?
Kissing the hair and stuff. Wow. I've never understood that.
Hours of makeup and hair yeah. and all that just smash cake. So, yeah, no, I didn't want to do that. All although we did practice the – she wanted to actually 100% make out at the altar.
That's
not just
uncomfortable.
Like,
yeah,
tongue
that's
like, oh yeah, bit. Oh yeah. Not man. The not
when
the peck.
I don't like the tongue kissing. In front of others.
when you're kissing in why, front man. Of God and your parents
in church, and
yeah,
I just, and it
you
was,
shouldn't be tongue in the molars.
Oh, yeah, man.
No, I can't. That's like a nah.
I'm gonna see if I can get the clip.
Yeah.
Just
okay.
Make
yeah.
It out.
Tweet that
I think,
out.
I think we digitized it. I'm pretty sure we did. So
for like how long? Like a make out? Like 10 seconds or?
Yeah, man, we made
really?
Out.
Really? Yeah. In front of all the whole world.
My whole family.
You should have pushed her away.
Did you touch her?
Pushed her away.
Like it wasn't sure. like you yeah. realize in your head all these people are watching. You don't get
knock
caught
her,
up in the moment.
Knock
you know?
Her into the pulpit. Just push her away real fast when she's trying to make out.
Oh, what if I just lay her down in the pulpit?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
You're like, hold on, I'll be right back.
Just go around.
No, around you should have reached into your pocket and pulled out a condom, start unwrapping it, make everybody really tense in the room.
And you're like, oh, we don't need this.
Right, right. And my grandpa walk up. You won't be needing that, son.
I never wore one. Why are you going to wear one?
Right, yeah. But no, and that, and you know what? That was her idea. Usually, it seems like the brides are always, you
like
know,
she told you
back.
Ahead of time, I want to make out on the altar.
Yes.
Yeah, she's an exhibitionist. I mean, she likes
just
that.
All that PDA.
Yes, she likes it in front of other people. That's what I'm sensing.
Man, that's why she always opens the window.
Yeah,
once a year. Yeah, yeah.
Why are the blinds?
Oh,
right?
Only once a year. That's all Donnie's getting it.
That's okay.
Oh,
is that
no.
a camera in the corner?
What's that red
streaming?
Light?
Why is the streaming light blinking?
Don't blink. You'll miss it.
Oh no,
oh,
Donnie! Oh,
no,
Donnie!
Man, why? No, that was. I thought it was weird, and I was. Are you sure? Because everyone's there, and then I was like, you know what? Okay, whatever.
It's her day. She's
right.
calling the
so
plays here.
We made out in church.
That's
in
so
front
wrong.
Of her parents, my parents, grandparents, all that.
The Jesus hates that.
Yeah.
He ever married
he was standing
that?
Right there.
I mean, that's
standing right there
looking. He kind of reached in, put his hand on the small of both of their backs.
kind of
yeah, pushing them together.
I mean, you're married.
Like,
oh, so now
yeah.
you're married.
Oh,
one.
Yeah.
Right now, become one right now. And he was more nervous than I was.
You
the
think?
Pastor?
Before,
well, yeah, I mean, at what point is he going, when's this end?
No, maybe. Not the making out thing. I'm talking about even before it started. We were in the back walking out. I had two best men, and he was shaking. I said, are you okay?
The pastor?
Yeah.
Was this your regular pastor, or
no,
was this somebody
was,
you didn't know that well?
It was, who married us?
Some guy.
Did the bishop marry you?
No.
That would have been cool.
That would have been
a
cool.
A famous guy like that.
I'm trying to.
Did he have robes and stuff like a?
No, big... no. Who the heck married us? It had to have been her pastor from her church. It was in Gilmer. We got married in East Texas in our hometown.
The churches where they support public makeouts in front of lots of people,
in front of parents.
Is that
I'm
the church
surprised.
He goes to in the guy's circle when you don't show up for a while?
No. That was
wasn't that you tell me that story?
I was
about
yeah. Because when we first got married, when the church we were attending, it was hers, and I was kind of you can go ahead, I'm fine, mm-hmm. and kind of took my hiatus mm-hmm. from going to church for years. But yeah, I guess a lot of people there didn't realize she was married or mm-hmm. or dating anything
right,
like
right.
that. So. She's getting a lot of attention.
A lot of attention.
And then all of a sudden, I'm
like,
up. Wait a minute.
A little Bible study.
I'm going to.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, yeah, just, I think we need to work on this song and choir rehearsal.
You
yeah,
me
I know. Song. Well, I got the phone call at my house from someone who I don't know if he.
Some man who
oh,
was
yeah,
calling and asked for
just called
your
and asked for. And it was like 11:30 at night.
Okay. He's like, who's this? Like, well, who are you?
And I picked up and I handed her the phone. And like, it was, I didn't even think about it until the next day.
I've got her Bible.
I'm taking a shower.
Home.
I was like, okay, this dude just called my house.
Well, you know.
And his first it's marriage is year one.
Oh, right. Wow. Okay.
I was like,
oh,
she's
my
like, gosh.
Oh, no, with nothing like that. He's just nice.
No,
he's just
he was,
always really attentive to
she
me.
Was,
and
yeah.
She wants to listen to my hopes and dreams. And, I mean, it's nothing.
He just walks me to my car.
I mean,
you know, he's
just
next
not,
to me.
Sweetheart, I think he has intentions on you. No, he's just nice.
No, she was not happy. Not happy with him and told him off too. So I was like, okay,
really?
Yeah,
oh, that's
it,
good.
It made
yeah,
me feel a lot better, but Yeah, I don't care. Now well, I cared. You know what? It was year one. I cared.
Yeah, you cared.
Now, you now, can call if, my house all you want to.
11:30 at night. I don't care.
I'm calling your house 11:30 at night, like multiple times in a week, talking to your wife. You wouldn't have a problem with that.
I don't care. We're good. We're 27 years
in. Because you don't
in.
See me as a threat. That's the thing. That's the insult. That
no,
I
no,
found
no, no, no. Look at you. You're 100% a threat. Look oh, at all please. That. Look at all that man
please.
Right there.
Is that voice on the phone too?
I don't have any riz.
What? She's just like kind of rubbing the top part of her chest.
Yeah, her you know, chest. Top of her phone. Chest starts sweating a
and
little
then
bit.
Kind of. She laughs.
She gets that oh, roller coaster descent feeling.
Dude,
in her
come
letters.
On. At some point, that would drive you nuts. At some point, come on.
I mean, early on, yes.
Now,
but now, really?
Man.
She's on, like, multiple times a week. Total 100% trust I have.
That's impressive. Mm.
I really do.
God, I'd be like, at least go in the other room.
right. At least put some head. Don't put it on speaker. At least put some earbuds in, okay? I don't want to hear all the sweet nothings on the speakerphone. I can hear you setting up this date.
This is enough.
Stop it. Man. All right, Gordon, thank you so much.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Appreciate it.
That was fantastic.
Maybe we should do this again.
We so should.
Next
maybe
week.
You're figuring that out.
Maybe
yes,
around
indeed.
This same day.
Maybe indeed.
Okay,
yes.
All right.
Good luck with Jerry today.
Thank you. Thank you. We'll
and
ask
when
him
is that again?
It.
I want to make an appointment to be
11:40.
2:15 today.
Yes. No, Blake. It's 11:40. This show is on from 10 to 1. Thank you. Okay.